We continue with Mishnah Berurah Amud Yomi Hilchos Tefillah Simin Kuf Dalad Sif Zayin. It says the Mechaber Eino Posek Lo LeKadosh VeLo LeKedusha. One does not stop in the middle of Shmon Esrei for Kadosh or Kedusha in order to speak, to respond to Kadosh and Kedusha. Ela Yishtok VeYichavin LaMashal Mashliach Tzibor VeYikaona. Rather, one should remain silent. They should stop their davening and remain silent during Kaddish or during Kedusha and just listen to the Shliach Tzibor, and then through Shomei Ka'ona, it's like you responded to Kedusha. The Mishnah Berurah explains that the same thing is true regarding Baruch Hu, and when we say Kaddish, we mean until Yisbarach, so for the Amen and the Yehi Shmei Rabbah Mevorach. And this is as though you responded and you were Yotze your Chiv of Kaddish and Kedusha, but it is not considered to be a Hefsek. This is the opinion of Rashi. Tosos disagrees, and Tosos says one should continue davening because if you stop speaking, then it's Shomei Ka'ona is like you actually said it, and that would be a Hefsek. But we Paskin like Rashi that stopping but not actually speaking, you're Yotze, but you did not actually speak. The Be'er Halacha points out this machlokas from Rashi and Tosos, but we follow Rashi. The Mishnah Berurah earlier said that when we say you stop for Kedusha, that is only for Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Hashem Imkomo, but not the other parts of Kedusha. And even on Shabbos, you don't need to stop for the other parts of Kedusha. But if you want to stop for the entire Kedusha, of Chaim Kanievsky says there's no problem, and it's not considered to be a Hefsek once again, because it's not like you're actually speaking. The Shulchan Aruch later on in Simen Kuf Tes says that when the Shliach Tzibur gets to Modim, if you're in the middle of davening, you need to bow as well, so that it doesn't look like you disagree with the bowing to Hashem. So even if you're in the middle of Shmon Esrei, you should bow, but not if it's the beginning of a bracha or the end of a bracha. During Berakas Kohana, Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rosh Zalman Orbach also say that one should stand quietly and be Yosei through Shomei Ka. The Ramah adds, Hayom b'tfilah k'ril sefer Torah eino posek. If you were called to the Torah during Shmona Esrei, you do not stop to go up for Shmona Esrei. Siv Ches, Acher shesim Shmona Esrei brachos kodem elokai netzor, yachol lanos kedusha v'kadosh ubarchu. After you finish Shmona Esrei, before you have recited elokai netzor, you're allowed to answer kadosh and kedusha and Baruch Hu. The Mishnah Berurah says that this assumes that you said Yulu Ratzon Imer Fi Vegan Liyufanech Hashem Sur V'Goli before saying Elokai Netzor, because that is a sort of end to your Shmona Esrei and now a beginning of the extra Bakashos and Tachanunim, which is Elokai Netzor. So you'd only be able to respond for Kedusha, Kaddish, and Baruch Hu during Elokai Netzor, if you've already said Yulu Ratzon Imer Fi Vegan Liyufanech Hashem Sur V'Goli, but if not, then it is Aser to be Mafsik. The Ramah later on says that if you don't have enough time to say Yulu Ratzon, then B'Shas Adchak you'd be allowed to answer Kaddish and Kedusha, etc., even if you haven't said Yulu Ratzon, but it's best to rush to get to the Yulu Ratzon instead. And once again, you should only respond, even during that time, to the first part of Kaddish, the Amen Yesh Merabah, and the end, Amen after Yisbarach, and then to Kedusha, just Kadosh, 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 and Baruch Hashem Komo, not Baruch Hashem Komo, not everything else, as well as on Shabbos, not everything else that it said. As well, you can answer Amen to Hakela Kadosh and Amen to Shomea Tefillah as well. And Modim also, you should say Modim Anachnu Lach. After you have finished everything, even Elokai Netzor, but you haven't taken your steps back, then you're allowed to answer everything, even Kedusha, and some say even Baruch Hu Baruch Shema. Simin Kuf Hei, Din HaMespal Shtei Tefilo, Sifalaf, HaMespal Shtei Tefilo Zoh Achar Zoh, Tzarech Lahamdem Bein Zoh Lezoh, Dei Hiluch Arba Amos, Kedei Shei Daito Mishavah, Sifal Lashon Chein. If you're davening two Shmona Esreis back to back, you need to take a break of the amount of time that it would take to walk Dalet Amos in between them so that you're able to focus on the next Tefilo. This comes up if one is either davening Shacharis and then Musaf back to back, if you're davening b'chidus, or if you're davening a tefillas tashlumin, if you forgot to daven shacharis mincha or marav, and then you're davening two Shmona Esreis at the next tefila, then you would need to wait kedei hilach dalet amos in between. The Mishnah Berurah quotes the Sefer Shulchan Shlomo, who says if you finish Shmona Esrei but you didn't take your three steps back yet, and then you realize that you made a mistake, like you didn't say yalav yavo or something like that, in which case you need to go back to the beginning, and when you're going to daven your second Shmona Esrei, you also need to wait the amount of time that it takes to walk Dalet Amos before beginning. Simin Kufvav, Mihim Hapturim Mitvila, Sifalav, Kol Hapturim Mikriya Shma Hapturim Mitvila. Anyone who is exempt from Shma is exempt from Shmona Esrei as well. Choshekai Vikriya Shma Chayav Mitvila. And so to anyone who is Chayav to say Shma is Chayav in Shmona Esrei, Chutz Meyam Alavanas Ameis, Shein Lomit Tzorach Mem, except for one who is following along with a call with the coffin, unless, and they are not needed to carry. Shafal Pishem Chayav Mikriya Shma Hapturim Mitvila, they are exempt from Shmona Esrei. The Mishnah Berurah gives two reasons, either because Shmona Esrei needs to be said standing, or because it is only, it is midivrei sofrim, so we allow you more to be exempt. Shulchan Aruch continues, V'nashim v'avadim, women and slaves, sh'af b'shabtur m'kriyash ma'chayim b'tfil, even though they're exempt from Shema, they're chayavim and shmon esrei, right? Why? B'nei she mitzah seseh shaloz mangrama, because it is not a time-bound mitzvah. They're exempt from Shema because it's a time-bound mitzvah. Shmon esrei is not a time-bound mitzvah, and therefore they're chayavim. This assumes like the Rambam, who says that the times for davening Shmon esrei, Shachris Mechamarev are midrabanan, but the Iker mitzvah of tefillah is midoraisa. And therefore, if you daven once, either during the day or at night, you're a yotze, you're chiyav min haTorah. And the Magen Avraham says that according to this, that's why most women who don't daven Shmona Esrei in the morning and night, rather, they just say in the morning a certain bakasha of some sort, they're yotze with that, as we discussed earlier, that they don't need to do really anything more than that, as long as some say that it should involve some sort of shevach v'hoda as well, and bakasha. But as long as you say something of bakasha of some sort to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then they are yotzei their chiyuv tefillah, according to the Rambam. The Mishnah Berurah then quotes the Ramban, who says that the ikar mitzvah of tefillah itself is only midivrei sofrim, and the Chazal established the Shmona Esrei to daven shachar, mincha, and marev. But since Shmona Esrei is Bakashas Rachamim, then women are Chayavos because of that reason, even though it's a time-bound mitzvah and it's only Midrabanan, according to the Ramban, they're still Chayavos because it is Bakashas Rachamim, and therefore women want Bakash Rachamim, want mercy as well. And this is the opinion of most poskim, and that is how the Shagas Aryeh was Machriya, and that's why women should, if possible, daven Shmona Esrei in order to be Yotzei their Chayav. They should also say Shema in order to be Makabal Omach L'Shamayim, as they have that Chiyuv as well. This is only for Shachar Mincha. When it comes to Arvus, which is only Rishus, men were Makabal on themselves as a Chova, but women were not Makabal on themselves Marv as a Chova, and therefore they don't need to daven Musaf, or they don't need to daven Mariv. What about Musaf? The Tzlach says that women are exempt from Musaf, but the Magen Giborim says that they are Chayavos.